Hey, 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 welcome to the healthy side of business. I am Coach Harvey. I'm a wellness enthusiast and entrepreneur. This podcast, The Healthy Side of Business, discusses ways to get you healthy and show you how to use wellness as a business tool. Now, over the years, I've helped numerous 500 companies, government, and business owners implement various wellness programs to keep their workforce and employees healthy in order to be productive. Certain things became obvious to me, but one thing stood out. Wellness is a business tool, and it's a critical part of the healthy side of business. You see, most small business owners and entrepreneurs only focus on things like hardware, software, tangible equipment, and other things as necessary tools to run a successful business. But let's face it, if you're not healthy, not able to perform at your best, then your business won't be at its best either. You see, to run your business, you may wear many hats. As you already know, the marketing hat, sales hat, IT hat, and for some, the HR hat. In turn, we spend endless hours sitting in front of our laptops, tablets, and phones. So today, whether you are working in an actual office or your home office, I'm going to tell you 6 proven ways to stick to your plan during this holiday season. Now, get ready to take some notes. I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with the healthy side of business.
Hello, this is Dr. Val, aka Coach Val, and I'm inviting you to my new show, From Concept to Reality. This podcast will focus on helping you bring your visions, ideas, and dreams to life. So join us Monday mornings at 8 a.m. to get the inspiration and the information you need to bring that concept into reality. I'm Dr. Val. Have a great week.
Hey, this is Coach Harvey. Thank you for staying with us. This is The Healthy Side of Business. Remember, you can catch the podcast every Tuesday at 4 p.m. That's The Healthy Side of Business with Coach Harvey. All right. We're going to talk about 6 proven ways to stick to your plan during this busy season, this holiday season. But first, I want to bring some things to your attention. Holiday decorating, gift wrap, epic meals, and special traditions. Year-end routine disruptors can make, skip workouts and overeating and weight gain feel inevitable. The good news, it doesn't have to be that way. Now, I put together a holiday survival guide. Now, let me mention, you're going to be able to pick up some of the things that I'm not going to mention in today's podcast on my website. Get this holiday survival guide. You're going to love it. It's packed with tips and tricks that I use along with my clients to help them prioritize their health, fitness, and nutrition, no matter what life, including the holidays, may throw at you, okay? So what I want to do is literally pass these strategies along to you. So again, they're proven. I've used them. I share them with my clients to experience long-term success. And I want to share in some of that success, you know, with you. Okay. Now, often, these food and fitness strategies, you know, should be designed for your most hectic days, not just the easy or perfect ones. Now, let me say that again. Your strategy should be in place so that they can be designed for your most hectic days, not just the easy or perfect ones. Because when things are easy and perfect, you know, it's flawless, no effort. It becomes challenging when the days get hectic, okay? So when you go to the website, coachharvey.now.site, you're going to be able to get this, this holiday survival guide. And again, I promise you, you're going to be able to feel stronger and more confident and more control no matter how frantic your days may be. All right, let's kind of jump right into this. I got 6 you know, ways that's going to help you stay on your plan during the holidays. And I have a seventh one that's actually going to be a bonus. And this is one that I firmly believe in, because when I get to the seventh one, this particular tip is going to be something you can implement, as with the other six, immediately, but it's critical. All right. It's going to help set the tone for you moving forward for days, weeks, months, and years to come. All right. Holiday survival tool. Number one, eat slowly, and to get to a point of being satisfied, not stuffed. So people think like, I got to stay away from certain things. Now, if there's something like chips and you lose control, chips are your weakness, you may want to stay away from them, or maybe come up with a strategy that I use for myself and some of my clients. And it may be meaning put these in little, you know, small serving snack bags, for instance. Ask someone in your household to help keep you accountable. But generally speaking, survival tool number one will be to eat slowly and feel satisfied instead of stuffed. If you eat slowly, you're going to actually enjoy the food that you're eating, no matter what it may be, even if you deem it to be off limits. But what's going to happen is, if you slow down, before you get a chance for your brain to register that you're full, if we're eating at such a rapid pace, then guess what? We're already going to be stuffed. It takes literally about 20 minutes for your body to get the signal, you know, from the stomach that, hey, I'm full. So eat slowly until you're satisfied. Okay, the most effective, you know, tool for the holiday, maybe also the simplest one. When you eat slowly, this strategy helps you avoid overeating for two main reasons. Psychologically, I just mentioned, you know, that it allows you to savor your food. Okay, you enjoy it, you taste it. But from a physiological standpoint, think about it. I just said 20 minutes for your brain to get the signal. I'm full. Stop eating. So implement that strategy. That's the first thing. Now, indeed, when eating slow, eating slowly and stopping when you're satisfied, you know, you can try all your delicious foods, you know, family recipes, everything. You can try everything. And guess what? You won't feel guilty. Okay? So again, go to the website. You're going to be able to get all of these tips. And I'm going to have a nice infographic. So it'll be very easy, a very useful tool that you'll be able to use to implement these. All right, holiday survival number two, how to stay in shape when you're busy. That's a big one, you know, and it's one of the most common patterns we see among, you know, people, including my coaching clients. You know, people want to get fit and exercise diligently for months, but they'll get derailed by the holidays and fall off the wagon for the whole year. I mean, just blow it. So I came up with a simple workout that you can do no matter what during the holidays. Again, you know, jump over to the website. You'll be able to see this. This plan will take only a few minutes a day, and it'll require minimal or no equipment. And it focuses on compound exercises, meaning that you'll use big muscles, big movements, which will make it very effective when you want, you know, to get a nice little workout. And I also include some of my strategies that I use personally to keep things going, you know, without extreme measures. Okay, holiday survival number three. Okay, this tool, eating well on the go. Eating well on the go. Very important. Now, the end of the year has, you know, most people kind of bouncing around, you know, running errands, doing tasks, special traditions, you know, and just things just out of the ordinary. When you're on the go, it can feel like navigating a nutritional minefield. If we're out and about, and if you haven't planned right, again, you know, you may see some of your favorite places calling your name. You know, the blinking lights may look like it's your name saying, come here, let's eat, right? All right, hunger signals are overpowering. You know, junk food is everywhere, little time to sit down and eat like you should. But changing and challenging, of course. It's not impossible. It's challenging, you know, but it's not impossible. With smart strategies, you can eat well on the go, no matter where life takes you. I'm going to give you an example. So let's say I'm out and I have a cheeseburger and fries. One of my strategies, to be honest with you, I may eat the cheeseburger and I'm eating literally like one fry, maybe two fries, you know, at a time. And, you know, I'm biting because sometimes, I'm going to be honest, we like the combination of certain foods, even though they may not be the healthiest for us. But here's my strategy. Here's where the discipline comes in. When my burger is done and I'm eating one fry at a time or two fries at a time, when my burger is done, I don't care how many fries are left. It's a done deal. Share them with someone else who's with you, you know, box them up, you know, for later. But that's one of the strategies and the only rule. I don't like to say rules, but one of the strategies for enjoying, you know, a food without having to get too meticulous, especially around this time of the year. So, hey, listen up. I'm going to take a quick break. You know, you're listening to The Healthy Side of Business. I am Coach Harvey. And when I come back, we will finish up with the other tips. And we'll talk to you in a second.
Hey, business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, are you using the right tools for your business? Is your business well enough to go the distance? Hey, I'm Coach Harvey, and I'm a wellness coach, small business strategist. I show you how to use wellness as a business tool to get more clients for your business, no matter your industry. I use big company strategies on a small business budget. Hey, go over and join my email list. Go to coachharvey.now.site. Get the free ebook, 20 Things to Do Immediately to Keep You and Your Business Healthy During These Challenging Times. Also, don't forget to check out my podcast every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well.
Hey, 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 this is Coach Harvey. Welcome back again. Thank you for staying with us. This is The Healthy Side of Business. And again, I am Coach Harvey. All right, holiday survival tips. All right, holiday survival number four. Holiday tool, survival tool number four. How and why to make the perfect super shake. Now, this is one of my favorites and one of my go-tos also. You know, some mornings I'm just not big on big breakfast and some other things. And I'll be honest, hey, I'm a foodie at heart, okay? I'm a foodie at heart. And sometimes I have my super shake in the morning because I'm not a big breakfast person, but I'm like, hey, I'm going to have a really nice, you know, holiday meal, whatever it may be. I literally will strategize to really enjoy that special holiday meal or evening meal or weekend meal, whatever reason to celebrate eating a delicious meal, whatever you want to call it, I strategize sometimes. You know, I'm a sports fan. So, you know, I've sports have become synonymous with, you know, food, you know, for some, and I'm no exception. So, you know, if football is on and I want that special football game day meal that's not going to be maybe the healthiest on a scale from 1 to 10, it may be a 5. Well, guess what? My super shake. It doesn't mean that I have to blow the holiday season and just say, oh, just because of the holidays, I'm going to have a 2,000 calorie breakfast and everything else. I don't want you to use it as an excuse to overeat. Just be sensible. So my super shake, it's a nutrient-packed, delicious, you know, liquid meal that can be whipped up, and I can drink it, while I'm, listening to some personal development early in the morning or, going for a walk. It just makes it easy, and it's nutrient dense, but most of all, I've been able to create it in a way where it tastes like, you know, something that I would really enjoy to satisfy my sweet tooth, but it doesn't have nearly the empty calories. So again, I will include one of my favorite super shake recipes on the website. Be sure to go to coachharvey.now.site and check that out. All right, I already mentioned that it will be nutrient packed, delicious. But let's point something out. You know, letting yourself get too hungry is one of the best ways that you end up over drinking and overeating. During the holidays, you don't always have the time to prep a nice balanced plate of protein or veggies or healthy fats, all right? So this super shake, you're gonna find that it's healthy, it's filling, it's multitasking friendly, and it's gonna become one of your go-tos, I guarantee you. Holiday survival tool number 5, the best calorie control guide. All right, wanna get through the holidays without losing strength, without gaining extra weight or body fat? Yep, it's all possible. Sure, it'll feel difficult, you know, with all the calorie-dense foods in front of you, mac and cheese, bread pudding, and just all the goodies. Remember, I'm a foodie. But your health can survive another year of, you know, family recipes, the mashed potatoes, the cheesecake, if you just eat slowly and pay attention to your portions. All right? I'm not talking about counting calories. You know, that's often annoying and impractical and inaccurate, too. You know, you don't know what's in, you know, grandma's secret cheesecake recipe. So to enjoy it, though, eat slowly. All right? You can try the hand measure system. You know, I get more into that. Again, go to the website, coachharvey.net/site. And you know, again, there's some simple hand measure, you know, techniques you can use without looking crazy while you're around family and friends. Number 6, holiday survival tool number 6, you know, 3 steps for prepping and loving your veggies. All right, another effective strategy to avoid gaining weight and body fat during the holidays, eat lots and lots of veggies. They're water dense, you know, calorie sparse, and full of the nutrients you need to keep your energy and mood up for the holiday party. By the way, you could be attending like holiday party number 17 by this point. Who knows? There's lots of them. You know, the only problem, many folks don't love the taste of veggies. I'll admit, I'm not the greatest. I've learned to love them, and I share some recipes and some ways that you can make them more palatable. But again, you know, I'm kind of in that crowd. You know, that's why I turned to one of my magicians. I don't really have a magician. I've created a simple 3-step formula for prepping your veggies. Again, that's going to be on the website, coachharvey.now.site. Trust me, these have converted even the most hardcore veggie phobes. You know, people who just don't like veggies, it's converted them. All right, so it'll work. All right, I want to give you the number 7, this kind of bonus tip. This is a really, really important. I'm going to take a quick break, a real quick break, and come right back. And I'm going to share my bonus tip with you when we come back. This is the Healthy Side of Business. I am Coach Harvey.
Have you heard about the new Black Business Directory? Welcome to Click Urban. Here, you can find hundreds of businesses owned by us. Whatever business professional you're looking for, they're right here. And the best part is, membership is absolutely free.
Just go to www.theclickurban.com, sign up for a free account, create your free listing, and boom, you're done.
Begin surfing the largest Black business directory online and be seen by hundreds of customers and clients all in one place. Get exposure on all of the major search engines, including Google. Our innovative platform includes search engine optimization that will make your listing easy to find. This is the hottest new business directory created for us, by us.
Join today. Go to www.theclickurban.com.
Hey, 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 this is Coach Harvey. This is the Healthy Side of Business. Thank you for staying with us. And remember, every Tuesday, 4 p.m., the Healthy Side of Business with Coach Harvey. Check out the podcast for some cutting edge information and go visit the website, especially for information from today's podcast and previous podcasts, plus bonus information. That's coachharvey.now.site. All right, we went over the 6 steps that you can use to stay on plan during the holiday season. The 7th one is a bonus one. And I'm going to give this one to you because it's so important. One of the things that will help you to not compound the situation. You got to start removing toxins from your home and on your body. This is so important, you know, because with the new year approaching and people are going to be thinking about, you know, wellness goals. I mean, that's just where we are. We're kind of conditioned to think about that in January and in September of every year. Okay. But here's the deal. All of this, the strategies and things that I may share with you, and even if you hear some of these other places that, you know, that's useful, could be for naught, because if you don't remove the toxins in your home and the toxins that are in things that you use in your body, well, you will have hormone disruption, and that hormone disruption will cause your body to not work and react in a way in which you think and would like it to, you know, to perform or to react. Here's the short of it. You know, you could be exercising, eating super clean, doing all these things, and still not getting the results you want. Well, what's going to happen is your body just won't be reacting because it's being disrupted. I guarantee you, if you implement strategies that I share with you, and if you start making that commitment to remove toxins from your home and on your body, and then watching the foods that you eat, being careful of the ingredients in certain foods, you will experience results beyond amazing. So, removing toxins, that's number 7. When you go to the website, there will be a information on there for today's podcast and a special button because you need to get informed. And if you get informed, that's going to help you stay healthy during these challenging times. And as we approach a new year, this is going to help you to really be committed. Not just using, you know, motivation to get you started, but to help you establish the discipline to keep you going. All right. So go visit coachharvey.now.site. All right. And get the information for today's podcast. I thank you for listening. Please share this podcast and information about this podcast with everyone you know, not just a few, everyone. Because we all need to get healthier and improve our wellness journey. So again, I am Coach Harvey. This is The Healthy Side of Business every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Thank you for staying with me. Be well.